Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Misreading the precautionary principle? Principle 15 of the 1992 Rio Declaration laid out the premise of the precautionary rule in international environmental law. It states, in order to protect the environment, the precautionary approach shall be widely applied by states according to their capabilities. Where there are threats of serious or irreversible damage, lack of full scientific certainty shall not be used as a reason for postponing cost-effective measures to prevent environmental degradation. This is the basis for the most recent decision promulgated by the 4th Division of the Court of Appeals, CA, which granted the privilege of a writ of caligxin to the Magsisaka at Siena Pico para sa Pag-unlading Agricultura, Masipag, Greenpeace Southeast Asia Philippines, and other environmental groups. The CA ordered the University of the Philippines Los Baños, UPLB, and the Philippine Rice Research Institute, PhilRice, to stop the commercial propagation of golden rice and BT eggplant, both of which are considered genetically modified organisms, GMOs. Golden rice is a variety enriched with beta-carotene sourced from corn and from two types of bacteria, Pantoria ananitis and Escherichia coli. On the other hand, BT eggplant contains genetic material from Bacillus thuringiensis, which is another type of bacteria. Environmental groups have always been opposing GMOs for their alleged harmful effects not only on human health but also on the environment, even labeling GMO foods as Frankenfood. A writ of caligxin is issued as a safeguard against environmental harm that can jeopardize life, health and property. The petitioners raise the harm that golden rice and BT eggplant can possibly inflict. The precautionary principle has been interpreted to mean that in the face of uncertain but plausible harm to human and environmental health, the court should err on the side of caution. While there is no scientific certainty on the harm that golden rice and BT eggplant can bring, the precautionary principle is deployed as a first line of defense against uncertainty that can inflict irreversible damage. Under this environmental legal principle, the benefits that are offered by GMOs, as supported by empirical data from research, are not the controlling consideration. The mere offering of potential harm, if shown to be plausible even if uncertain, would be enough to stop the commercial propagation of GMOs, as it did to golden rice and BT eggplant. Golden rice would have been a scientific response to the widespread cases of vitamin A deficiency, VAD, particularly among children. Between 1993 and 1998, 38% of children from 1 to 5 years of age were afflicted with VAD. In 2021, it was reported that 1 out of 6 children of the same age suffered from VAD. VAD is also reported even among the adult population and is considered among the top nutritional challenges in the country. On the other hand, BT eggplant is rendered naturally resistant to insect pests. As such, it has the potential to improve the income of farmers since it can significantly reduce losses due to insect damage, as shown in field studies conducted in India, Bangladesh, and the Philippines. It can also reduce the reliance of farmers on harmful chemical pesticides, thereby protecting their health. Research also showed that BT eggplant significantly reduces insecticide residues in the soil and groundwater. While there is uncertainty about the harm golden rice and BT eggplant inflict on human and environmental health, scientific evidence abounds about their safety and environmental benefits. BT eggplant is now commercialized in the United States. Golden rice has received positive food safety evaluations from government authorities in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the United States. Many are increasingly asserting that the precautionary principle enshrined in international environmental law is not only unscientific but is becoming a veto power held by environmental activists. Under the precautionary principle, as interpreted by many, all it takes to prevent every single scientific and technological development, no matter how compelling the benefits, and even if the safeness of which is supported by scientific evidence, from being utilized is to raise a plausible doubt. It is vexing that there is no standard for the courts to define when the cloud of doubt will be surmounted in terms of quantity and quality of evidence. As things go, the settlement of what would be acceptable would be left to those who oppose it. These people hold radical views and even include the anti-vaxxers, and it is in their DNA to be uncompromising in their opposition to GMOs. The opposing voices would easily raise the availability of alternatives, such as organic farming and the consumption of carrots and squash as sources of beta-carotene, to assail GMOs. But using these would even violate one important leg of the precautionary principle, which is that the measures adopted in lieu of GMOs should be cost-effective. We all know that organic products are unaffordable to most Filipinos and that increasing demand for carrots and squash would cause price spikes. This leads us to an important point that is overlooked by many, including the courts. One can offer a different reading of the precautionary principle, as worded in Article 15 of the Rio Declaration cited above. The declaration states that in the face of possible irreversible damage, we cannot use scientific uncertainty to postpone cost-effective measures to prevent environmental degradation. Under this interpretation, the scientific uncertainty being raised by the petitioner should not have been used to negate BT eggplant and golden rice, both of which are shown to be cost-effective without proven harm to the environment. BT eggplant reduces pesticide contamination, while studies show that there is no evidence that golden rice would degrade the environment. In fact, BT eggplant and golden rice are examples of cost-effective measures that can promote human and environmental health, which could not be postponed by a mere raising of scientific uncertainty as to their harmful effects that have been raised by petitioners. Obviously, the dominant reading privileges the uncertainty of risks to postpone cost-effective alternatives that offer health and environmental benefits, which is actually a gross misreading of Principle 15 of the Rio Declaration.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.